And along the way, one of the other members of the NASCAR family has been a partnership with American Ethanol that's been developing over time here. You know, ethanol has been very important to commodity prices, right? Corn in particular here in the United States. And ethanol has really brought some stability, and it's increasingly important to a certain group of producers. We see that at New Holland. We have vision, and especially given our tradition in biomass, baling, cutting, prep, we're working increasingly on the new next generation of ethanol, okay? And so one of the things I want to do is invite people from Growth Energy, which is an association that represents ethanol and American ethanol in particular, to come and join us and say a few words about ethanol in America, where this is all headed, and just some of the great partnership we're already doing together with NASCAR and biomass. So I'm going to introduce Tom Bias, who's a president and CEO of Growth Energy, so he can tell a little bit about ethanol and the story and why it's important to all of us. Ethanol success means our success.
Thank you.
That's a tough act to follow. He was telling me how you're going to make all this money and everything, and then I come up here, right? No, I really appreciate the opportunity to be here, and I appreciate everything you do. I grew up on a farm. I farmed full-time for 20 years before going to Washington, D.C. And I have to tell you, when I went out there, I was a little naive. I thought it'd take a couple months to straighten these guys around. It's actually taken 25 years, and I still haven't succeeded. But we're trying. Growth Energy represents 75 ethanol plants around the country, about 60 other partners, and 25,000 grassroots members, all with the goal of educating the American public about ethanol and some of the facts. You know, we hear the critics. The critics sometimes have a bigger megaphone, they have deeper pockets. They tried to define ethanol as the root of all evil a few years ago. The whole made up a myth or two about food versus fuel and environmental challenges and all that stuff that's not based on facts. And that's why we were created. But we were also created to do something, the same thing that you do. And that's having a fair access to the marketplace. We know our product is cheaper. We know our product is better for the economy. We know our the production of American ethanol revitalizes our rural communities. We know it creates jobs right here in the United States that can't be outsourced. And we know it gives a better bargain to American consumers because we're cheaper. But none of that does any good unless you you get out there and tell your story. And that's why we were formed. That's why we partnered with NASCAR to tell the story. And, successfully last year, every car at every race in the top three series at NASCAR pulled into victory lane in E15. In fact, every car that raced on it, they got a gain in horsepower. They had no mileage loss, and they had no engine durability problems whatsoever from ethanol. We knew that. People from rural America knew that, but the general public doesn't. So we've embarked on a national advertising campaign, partnering with NASCAR, like Abe said, you have with for the past 30 years. We think it's a great fit. I tell people all the time, there's no sport probably more American than NASCAR, and there's no fuel more American than ethanol. But we can do more. I think this year, a lot of people saw the benefits of what ethanol has added to the farm economy. You know, for 40 years, we all sat around and wished we had the price from the marketplace. And unfortunately, we always had oversupply. American farmers are the most productive people in the world, bar none. We tend to overproduce, and if you give us something to do, we will overproduce. But that overhang would overhang the market, depress the prices. And what ethanol has been able to do, we didn't steal any of the traditional uses for corn. There's the same amount that goes to livestock. There's the same amount for export. What we did was we took that surplus corn production and added value to it, created jobs, added about $60 billion to GDP, and guess what? A rising tide lifts all boats. We saw the most profitable year in American agriculture ever, in our history. It's the brightest spot of our American economy, and we want to keep it going. I think Abe said it best. Right now, everything's grain-based ethanol production, corn and some sorghum, but the future is the biomass. And according to the Department of Energy, there's 1 billion tons of biomass out there annually that can be used to make energy. What's that mean for our country? A lot. You know, we, for the past 40 years, have relied upon foreign oil. About two-thirds of our consumption comes from foreign sources. And what has that done to our economy? We have gone from oil shock to oil shock. And every time we have high gas prices, we have a downturn in the economy. We can do better. Just 2 weeks ago, we got the approval finally to go from E10 to E15 in the blend for all cars and light-duty trucks manufactured in the past 11 years. That's significant. It's significant because, A, it keeps the golden goose laying the eggs for rural America, and B, it reduces our dependence on foreign oil by an additional 7 billion gallons. It creates 136,000 jobs at a time when our economy needs it. It's better for the air. We're 50%, almost 60% less greenhouse gas emissions than gasoline, and it's better for consumers. Today, ethanol is $1 a gallon cheaper than unleaded gasoline, and that translates into probably the only product out there that's going to bring down gas prices in the near future. I'm proud to be here. I have to tell you, when I got to know the folks here at New Holland, they have the passion for rural America that each one of our members do. They want to see rural America succeed. I think you're involved with one of the most passionate organizations, smart organizations, companies that you could ever partner with. I've seen their new technology at the Farm Progress Show. I've read a lot about New Holland, and I think you're on the cusp of really growing the industry, and with your great leadership and that passion, I know you'll succeed. It's great to be here. Thanks. I look forward to meeting with and talking to any of you, and I look forward to all the great things New Holland is doing. Go Blue, right?